I fiercely tried keeping up the pace with my husband, Denny, as he briskly headed toward the outdoor gardening section of his favorite home and garden supply store. It looked as though he was attempting to lose me. So I let him go. Slowly, I returned to my own stride. After I made it inside, I pulled out my cell phone and texted him, "Hey, I'll meet you back at the checkout in half an hour. Better yet, just text me when you're ready." I wasn't very good at acronyms, and he wasn't very reliable at replying to my texts. After using the restroom, which was way over there by the wood department, I looked intently for the springtime chimes. Usually, they would be hanging closer to the exit of the outdoor garden. I couldn't find them. "Ma'am," I called out to the attendant who was dashing by, "can you please show me where the chimes are located?" She rapidly replied, "Ain't got any, honey. We're waiting for the new delivery this Friday." Then she kindly smiled and disappeared. Empty-handed, I walked up to the cart at the checkout. I put my arm around my husband's girth, who was just about ready to pay for his stuff. With a sudden jolt, he turned, looked at me, and then smiled a grin from east to west. "Oh, you're not my husband," I said with an astonished look on my face. Right away, he replied, "That's okay." My face turned a fiery shade, and no sooner my feet shod toward the exit. Thankfully, the doors were open. I slipped out and took a sharp right turn. That was the embarrassment of the century. I quickly found myself engulfed in seven dust. So, I coughed a bit and got the hell away from the fleshy fruit. As I walked deeper into the jungle, I came across the perennials. A delightful sight. As I approached them, I accidentally bumped into a good-looking tall gentleman. He was wearing jeans, cowboy boots, and a hat. Tenderly, he grabbed hold of my triceps to prevent my fall.